an acceptable risk to try to get at least some type of access for the communities there. So similar with the 76th bridge over Bull Shoals, you know, it wasn't acceptable to just remove the bridge and replace it. So we'll be building a parallel bridge to the west, and then we'll be removing that the older bridge after we finish the first bridge. So you guys have any questions about status at MoDOT?
That sounds good. The number one question I'm getting now is on your lettered roads where you're doing the brush removal.
Okay.
Is are they going to come along and chip the debris that's left in the ditches? Is that a...
If it's the larger debris that we're cutting off,
yeah.
Yes, they will be following up with a chipping crew.
Right, and it will... Is that a wintertime project?
Yes.
Or okay.
Yes, it is. Because we want to get it out of the way before we start to mow in the spring, so
right.
it will be a winter activity.
I'll probably get a few calls after I'm gone, but what I'm saying to Sheila and them, this is the number one concern. Most people think that your lettered roads belong to the county. And so we get the calls about the cleanup, and
we could make arrangements.
we're not interested
oh,
in that.
Oh.
Or I'm not Sorry. Interested in it for sure. But anyway, the lettered roads, they think because the and I've been down several.
I will have to say that we don't get that in most counties, because most counties don't have as nice of road department as you guys have. So
that's true.
Normally
Very
we
true.
Get the calls the opposite direction, but I understand
that's true
with the size of your workforce that. Probably a lot of people think that you guys take care of our county roads.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, I just want to have an answer, and Sheila will have an answer to that. That's a wintertime
And I don't know the timing on that, but I do know it will be, you know, for our own, you know, it doesn't make sense for us to leave it laying there because we've got to get it out of the way for us to mow. So.
Right.
But we'll have a separate crew come through and actually do the chipping.
And for the record, the jagged-looking mess that it is now will come back and look nice whenever it's all done.
It usually takes about a year. Usually, really, we do it in winter. The first spring, you know, bud out, it'll look pretty good.
Right.
Cedar trees never look great, but they at least kind of heal over and dull out a little bit, I think, is more than anything.
Yeah.
I wish we had a workforce where we could literally get in and do handwork and remove trees from fence lines and do all that, but we just do not have the labor available to us to do that. It's very labor intensive.
And Beth, I've appreciated your help on all the projects that we've done, and I appreciate your help on explaining to the public different situations that we've run into. I think it's been very helpful. I appreciate it.
You've been good to work with.
Yeah, I've always got a question or two for you, but
I appreciate that.
If I don't give you one, a question, well, then you absolutely you act like you're just a little bit stunned.
I'm a little bit disappointed if you don't have a question for me. It'd be kind of like approving payroll. You know, when he's gone, somebody's going to have to step up.
Yeah,
I'm looking at Commissioner Williams.
I think I can handle it. I don't know, though.
Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
Not on this.
Okay.
We have the next on the agenda, the MoDOT agreement.
Okay. Wasn't sure if I had a gap there or not. We had discussed the agreement in work session last week. I had a couple of things that I had hoped to get you more information on, and unfortunately everybody I need information from is gone on Christmas vacation. Surprise, surprise. So I will continue to work on getting the more knowledge on what the volumes of earthwork will be in that area, because we had a question about how much fill would be available from the county and how much fill we will need. And also what's going to happen with the old bridge when we remove it, where that fill will go, because I don't know what the plan was there. I did talk to our assistant district engineer who's over the programming side, so basically the bidding and the construction, and he said that we would make every effort to see if a change order was still possible on that contract. He was in agreement with me that he really didn't think that doing the roundabout by change order was probably viable. But we still are looking into ways to make that blend well with the bridge contract. And obviously it's in both our best interests to do it the most economical and the most, you know, the least disruption to the public. I mean, we've all got stakes in that. So we're going to make every effort to try to, you know, mitigate the impact of having two projects going on at once. And hopefully, I think we're all hoping that it'll be one contractor, but we'll figure out the best method once we get there. And if we do, you know, the way it reads now, it's a standalone contract. I think that's how we need to address it. But if it turns out that we can do a change order or something else to the work, we can do a supplemental agreement to, you know, reword the document if that's what we need to do. But I think that's something that's going to have to be worked out within, you know, between us and the consultant engineer and figuring out the order of work. So. Do you guys have any other questions, comments?
What? There's no problem with us approving this contract today with these other questions that you have, which actually concern the fill, mm-hmm. the quality of the fill, the other concerns that you have no reflection upon us approval of this contract today.
No. The questions we had about fill would, you know, if we can, and I'm working under the assumption that we would more than likely be able to use your stockpiled fill because it's been used on other projects. And I do know that we will be needing fill for the project because we don't have very many sources in Taney County for fill. So I don't think that's going to be an issue at all, but that's basically a construction issue or an issue to be determined with the contractor. So it really doesn't have any bearing on this agreement, other than I know that it would be a good revenue source for the county if we can work something out in the future.
Any other questions, Dan?
No.
Move to approve the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Municipal and Cost Apportionment Agreement by and between the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I guess if someone from your office could just let me know when everything has been executed, and I'll make arrangements to pick it up, hand carry it back to the office. I don't want to get lost in the mail, so just please have somebody give me a call.
So there's a spot for all three of us?
And there's a spot for form. I think your legal counsel has to sign us the form. So.
I'm only seeing one spot. I guess all three right here.
Yeah, the county side will be on the right, and it looks like there's a spot for all three commissioners. And then it gets approved to form. Now, we have an ordinance number down at the bottom, but that's for municipalities.
That's not.
All right.
Now, that lets us go ahead and approve our contract with HDR fulfilling their complete analysis.
Yeah, because as part of this agreement, you guys commit to pursuing the engineering design. Right. That was part of your cost of the project.
Right. And then that'll come up a week or two, or as quickly as possible. Okay.
Anything else I need to add, Travis? All right.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay. Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
First set of court orders I have for you is personal property paid abatements, personal property refunds. And it's abatement numbers 300157, through 300161. Was a leased vehicle, and the leasee paid the paid the taxes on it along with the leasing company. The second one there, the 158, it was the vehicle that they're asking for a refund on was paid on a different account. And the 159, office error, the office did not use the original VIN for the property, and it was caused a difference in the value of the vehicle, or the, yeah, it was vehicle. 160, I'm wanting to say that was the same thing, or those are the same people.
It says that they didn't file it and mistakenly paid their 2016 bill.
Yeah, I was reading it wrong.
So what does that mean? They didn't file it.
That's 161. And 160 is same people, is same thing. It says same thing. Mistakenly paid her bill in 2016. Paid her 2016 bill. Office error. We'll have to go ask the...
The 161 is a completely different address and different person. So
that's different person.
I've got a question for you. And I guess it's mainly for Chuck and Donna's office. But I don't know how... Yesterday, I came to clean out my office upstairs. And, of course, it being a holiday and everything, as soon as they seen had my wife's vehicle and mine here, they started filing in here to pay their taxes, and I bet there was a, not exaggerating, there was over a half a dozen people that pulled in to try to get into the courthouse, and luckily the collector's office had someone come just a little bit later, but she couldn't let them in because she couldn't stamp. But here's what my question is. There was people that I know, it's like Jack, I don't want to use his name, but anyway, there's people I know that had a vehicle that they had turned in that when they got their tax statement back was not what they had wrote on the tax statement. And how does that get messed up? And is it in a, the computer work, or how does that work?
Have to look at the individual case and see. We keep...
That goes along with what we're doing and the little mess up here between these two. But what I'm saying is...
everybody gets those tax assessment bills sent to them, and they have an opportunity to review that to make sure that it's correct. If it's not correct, then they should be drawing a line to it and then putting the new information on the form, and then if that doesn't happen, we've been guilty, my husband and I have been guilty of not noticing something on it,
right,
and then later getting the bill and realizing, oh, we should have marked a line through that, we actually don't know that anymore. And so that's why we do all these court orders, is to correct those personal property bills that people just don't notice.
All right. Here's the way this was. It was... Jack Matthews was one of the people pulled up. Jack said, well, I've got to pay my taxes, but I've got to get this deal straightened out on this vehicle. He said that it's not the vehicle that I own that's on the tax bill. And so he said he needed to talk to Sheila about it. So I didn't know whether that comes out that way or whether I didn't have time to just sit and visit with Jack to see how the problem turned, but I just wondered if it is it something that gets shuffled in the in the paperwork or the computer, or how does that work that he ended up with a vehicle that wasn't?